It's the ground.
We're nearly there.
That's nothing but a plain of fallen leaves.
It looks like this tree stretches on forever. It's dark down here.
No flowers, not even another tree trunk. Well, what do you think?
It's pretty bleak so far.
So far? Isn't that it? I mean, shouldn't we go back home? There's nothing down here.
Some explorer you are. Where's your sense of adventure?
I think I left it at the treehouse. Perhaps I'll go back up and have a look for it.
Yeah, you'll do nothing of the kind. You're coming with me.
But it might be dangerous.
Dangerous? Don't give me dangerous. Here goes. This is one small step for a lemur. One giant step for lemur kind.
Wait for me. What are you trying to do?
Damn it, I can't walk.
What? Stop it. I can't take it. Stop.
Son of a bitch. Damn these paws.
Phil, of course you can't walk. We're not bipedal anymore. You'll just have to scurry along on all fours like the rest of us here, lemurs.
Good God, the final indignity. Walking on all fours like some mindless animal.
Well, Phil, you are an animal. Of course, you've always been an animal.
But I am far from mindless. I will be the first lemur human to chart this stinking dirt ball. Come on!
I don't know what... What do you hope to find?
Answers, George! I hope to find answers to your basic who, what, where, how, and most importantly, why? Why me?
I don't think we'll find them down here. What is it? What are you stopping
for? Come on here. Help me out with this.
What are we doing? Raking the front yard?
Building a snowman. What does it look like?
Mound of leaves.
Right. We have to have markers so we can circumnavigate the tree.
Ah, so you're the lemur Magellan.
Exactly. Now we walk, scurry, 20 yards or so, and then stop and build another mound. And then scurry on and build another mound and so on until eventually we make it back around the tree full circle to our first mound. There.
Eventually? This sounds like it's going to take a while.
The great expeditions always take time.
Oh, whoop-de-dip-de-do. Countless back-breaking hours of scurrying and mound building so we can end up right back where we started.
Jesus, now who's sour and pessimistic?
Oh, there's nothing to find, just more leaves.
How can you be so sure? Wait, hold up. Here we go. This is the spot for mound number two.
Oh, joy.
No, 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 no,
no. I'm tired. Can't we stop and rest?
Let's get another couple of mounds done, then we'll stop.
But we've been at this for hours. We must have built 100 mounds by now.
We built 27 or 8, I believe.
Well, it feels like 100. My paws are killing me. Look up ahead. It's the trunk we came down.
Is it? I don't know. Are you sure?
Of course it is. We've done it, Phil. We've done it.
Well, I'm not so sure.
It is. We circumnavigated the world.
Hold on. Not so fast.
What?
Where are all the mounds?
The mounds?
Yes, the mounds. The markers.
I don't know. Who cares? Perhaps they blew away.
It's not the same trunk or there'd be mounds, and you know it.
So? It's a different trunk, so let's go home anyway, please.
And leave the rest of the world unexplored? No way.
We can always come back, finish the rest later. It's not like the Great Plain or nothing is going anywhere.
If you want to go home to your treehouse, go. I'm not stopping. Whoa. What's that?
What? Where?
There. Behind those branches. It's Blue! There's somebody there!
I don't see.
Hey, you! It's Blue-faced. It's an alien. He's watching us. Hey, you there. What are you doing? Hey, wait. Where'd it go? Wait. Come back.
Okay, and again, here goes. 1, 2, 3, and clear. We have a rhythm. He's at 80 beats per minute. Blood pressure's at 90 over 50. Well, heart rate's dropping. 70 beats per minute. 60, blood pressure's dropping. Heart rate's at 50. We're losing him. Straight line. Get the paddles on. Stand back. Clear!
What, oh, my head. What? What's happening? Where am I?
Relax. You're going to be fine. You just passed out. Fainted.
Oh, this again. No, no. This is a dream. It has to be. Some kind of nightmare. I'm in a hospital. I can see a hospital.
What? What are you talking about? What's going on?
I'm in a hospital. A bed.
You're in a banyan tree. You aren't dreaming.
Oh, you again. You're holding me again.
This isn't a dream, Phil. I'm right here with you, right beside you.
Sure you are. Sure.
Oh, you're scaring me more than usual.
I'm hallucinating this tree. Sure, if I can hallucinate this tree, I can hallucinate a sniveling little primate like you. Or that blue face. What was that? What happened to that blue-faced alien?
That you probably were dreaming, or at least seeing things.
Yeah, sure, right.
It was probably one of them monster frogs again.
How did we get over here to the trunk?
You passed out. I thought you were dead for a minute there. You know how hard it is to find a pulse on a flying lemur. Well, anyway, so I carried you. Well, more like dragged you back.
Hey, what's that?
What?
That light. There's a beam of light right there.
I don't see it.
What? It's right in front of you. You. What? You're lying.
I'm scared.
You're a goddamn liar. That's why you moved me, so I wouldn't see it.
Well, I didn't know what it was. I thought it might be dangerous.
Get away from me. Are you in cahoots with him? Is that it? Are you working with the blue faces?
No, I was scared, that's all. You were passed out. I didn't want anything to happen to us. Trust me, Phil, I was just... I was trying to protect you.
Okay, fine. Thanks. Just don't touch me.
Right, no touching. I forgot. Should have left you for dead.
Wow, look at the light. It's pulsing. Let's go check it out. Come on.
Careful, Phil.
It's beautiful, right? That the ground is glowing all around it. I wonder where it's coming from or where it leads to. What the... Where did it go? What's happening?
Just shut off. It disappeared.
What's going on? There's nothing here. Just leaves. Just a pile of leaves. Where did it go? Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
I'm scared, Phil.
Me too.
Let's go back, please.
Yeah, right. Rest. Regroup.
Good morning. Good morning. Up and at 'em. Hi.
Leave me alone.
Sleep well? I brought your breakfast in bed. Yeah.
What time is it? Oh, more fruit. Great. No coffee, huh?
I'm afraid not, but the sugar in that will give you a good kick.
Not bad.
It's another beautiful day in the banyan tree.
You know, I've been thinking.
Uh-oh.
Your theory that we were cloned from fingernails?
What about it?
It's a load of bull, isn't it?
Maybe it is. Well, what do I know? It was only a working theory.
It just doesn't hold up. Think about it. If I were a clone, I'd be a physical copy, but still a separate, different individual. I'd be a man with an exact body of Phil Beard, 1998, but none of his memories. Instead, I'm me. I'm Phil Beard, 1998. I have the memories. I can remember Carrie and the kids, the job, the home. The only thing is, now it's 5 billion years in the future, and I'm trapped in the body of this flying lemur.
Okay, so maybe they built these bodies for us.
They? Oh, you mean the blue faces?
Sure, whatever you want to call them. The aliens, super beings, deities. I like builders, actually, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Go on.
Maybe they built our lemur bodies here first and then somehow plucked our brains out from the past.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I guess it sounds a bit far-fetched.
Just a bit. The question is, why? Why flying lemurs? If this was some kind of grand time travel cloning experiment, why not give us human bodies?
I imagine they tried their best.
Oh, you do, do you? And this is as close as they could come.
Well, it has been 5 billion years. And really, as lemurs, we share about 90% of the same DNA as Homo sapiens. So all things considered, I'd say they did a pretty good job.
But you're still guessing, aren't you? You don't know anything. Not a single damn thing. That's why you're sprouting your damn stupid theories. You don't know. You don't know a thing.
Calm down, Phil. I don't like to see you like that, all agitated. It upsets me.
Upsets you? How do you think I feel?
You're lucky. If you were in my position...
What?
Nothing.
No, go on. What's so special about your position? It looks like we're both in the same boat to me.
It's all right for you. At least they gave you the right body.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you think I mean? Haven't you noticed?
Good God, George. You're a female, aren't you?
Yeah, just another little slip up by the builders. So you did notice, Phil?
Well, I guess now that you mention it, I have been feeling a certain something towards you.
What do you think it's been like for me, watching you striding about all day in your strong male body?
Good God, George. This changes the whole basis of our relationship, doesn't it?
Oh, I was hoping so. I've been thinking...
What?
Well, you know, we should really be thinking about starting a family.
Hey, hold on a second.
I'm serious. I mean, we're going to be here together for a long time. We might as well get used to the idea.
Oh, boy. Hey, what are you doing? No, get away from me, George.
Come on, don't fight it.
No. I'm not ready for this.
Oh, I can make you ready, Phil.
You're disgusting. I didn't sign on for this. Let go of me.
I'm all you've got. You'll come around.
You sick, perverted... I'm out of here.
Come back. Please, I'm sorry, Phil. Come back. Where are you going to go?
Away. Anywhere. Anywhere away from you. That's 61 mounds of leaves on the ground... 61 mounds of leaves on the ground. 61 mounds of leaves. Should be getting close. There's still nothing but this flat plain, though, and leaves. What a boring landscape. The light! There's another light, same as before. Hey! Is anybody there? Come on out! Show yourself!
Step into the light, little one.
What? Who said that? Where are you?
Do not be afraid. Step into the light, and you shall see.
Okay. Here goes. Oh, Christ. Oh, wow, it's huge. I'm floating. Where am I?
Do not be alarmed. You are safe.
I can't see through this. What is this? Who? Where are you?
We are here, all around. You may call us the Builders. We come from far beyond your galaxy.
The Builders? What are you doing to us? Why'd you bring us here?
We brought you forward because we have the means to do so. And as a service, so you can experience the twilight of your solar system. So you can gaze upon the final stages of the sun that you knew in its infancy. We are a curious people. We are long-lived. We took pity upon a race whose individuals were as short-lived as yourselves.
What? A service? How is that a service? I don't want to watch the sun die.
Perhaps you are incapable of wonder and awe. Perhaps we overestimated your species' ability to see absolute beauty. And yet, the other one, your companion, seems capable.
Hold on. You talked to George?
We have welcomed the one you call George.
That son of a bitch, I'm gonna kill him.
If you are unhappy here, perhaps this offering was a mistake. Perhaps you would prefer to return.
I can go back? You mean, what do you mean? You can send me back to before? To right where I was on the couch to carry?
Of course. You are not here against your will. You are a guest.
When? When can I go?
As you prefer. If you are certain that you do not wish to witness.
Save the poetry crap. I can leave now, this minute?
At this present moment, or at any present moment.
I'm out of here! Send me back, now! Right now! Let's do it!
As you wish.
Wait. Stop for a second. Does George know about this? Does he know we can go back?
We have shared this.
Oh, I'm gonna kill him. He lied to me. I'm gonna bash his brains in. Can you give me an hour? No. 30 minutes. Just 30 minutes.
As you wish.
Oh, God, I'm gonna murder him. I'm gonna shove that smiley face so far down his throat. All I've given you, you blood-sucking leech, you scum. Why? Why wouldn't you tell me you talked to them? How could you, you pathetic, gibbering excuse? Damn you. Damn you!
Stop, please, Phil. I'm sorry. Don't be mad.
Don't be mad. I'm past mad. You lied to me. You kept me here like some prisoner. And you, what the hell is wrong with you? We both could have gone back weeks ago.
It was different for me. I was miserable back there. I got a second chance here, a fresh start. And it's so beautiful, the tree and the big sun. But when I got here, I was all alone. I'm sorry.
Apology not accepted.
There's something else.
What? What else could there be?
I asked them to bring me someone to be with.
What? What do you say? You asked for me? You asked them to bring me here?
No, not you specifically. You're not exactly my cup of tea, you know. I'm sorry. I just asked for someone, anyone, and they gave me you.
That is enough.
Listen to me.
Look, shut up! Before I strangle you, I'm going back.
Please don't. I can't be by myself again. I can't live here alone.
I don't care.
I'll kill myself. I'll hang myself from a liana.
I don't care. Toodaloo.
I'm serious. I'll fly into the sun. That's it. Don't you think that I won't? You just watch me. I'm flying. Goodbye, Phil. Goodbye, cruel oil.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, monkey. I wonder if the game will still be on when I get back. I could use a little baseball right now. Do, 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 do. Oh, listen to me, Beethoven. Give me a break. Jesus, he's doing it. He's flying straight into the sun. The mad bastard's really gonna kill himself. Don't, George! Stop! Damn it, he can't hear me. George! I'm coming! Hold on! I'm coming! I'm almost there!
Oh, I'm bleeding.
We both are. Just scratches, though. Nothing life-threatening.
You caught me. You saved my life.
Just returning the favor, you know. Now we're even.
I can't believe you saved my life.
Shh. Give me a little credit, would you? I wasn't gonna stand there and watch you die.
But you said...
I was bluffing. I didn't think you'd go through with it. I was mad.
You had a right to be.
True. True, I did, but still... I was cold.
Well, it's okay. No love lost, as they say. I'll be fine. You can go.
No, there's no rush.
What do you mean? You don't mean you're going to stay?
There's no rush. The builders can send me back tomorrow or a week from now. Or 25 years from now when I'm old and infirmed, I suppose.
You're serious?
I won't turn my back on you again. I'm sorry.
Thanks. Thank you.
So what do you think the life expectancy of lemurs is?
I haven't the thought. Oh, this is so great, Phil. We'll explore the rest of the world, and we'll fly and eat and fire. We can do a lot with fire. I figured out what I was doing wrong, and I think I can make it work. We can harden wood for starters, make better tools. And we can go down to the surface and dig through the mud to the bedrock. Maybe we'll find metal ores.
And we ought to think about finding some substitute for paper, bark, or chewed wood. We'll write down all of our experiences, so then one day when our kids travel beyond the solar system, they'll be able to tell people or other spacefaring lemurs our story.
Our kids? You mean...
Why, I imagine it'll take a bit of getting used to, George, at first. But for a flying lemur, you know, you're pretty cute. Ooh. A Tuesday?
Yes, it feels like a Tuesday.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it isn't a Monday, that's for sure.
I don't remember thinking Tuesdays had a feel. No, Fridays. Fridays had a feel. And Saturdays and Sundays. And Mondays. Even Wednesdays had a feel. But Tuesdays?
Sure. Remember that middle of the beginning of the week feel?
Well, perhaps...
Come on, Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday it is.
A beautiful Tuesday evening. Look at the colors.
Wow. It's stunning, breathtaking, and all I can mutter night after night is, wow, and wow. What are you laughing at?
You. You know, you used to be so scared. Now look, you're wow-struck.
Scared me? No. Of what, the sunset?
Yes, the colors were too something, too yellow, I think.
Red. Too red. I thought it was going to burn us up.
You were different then.
It took a while before I came around.
How long do you think it's been? As if it mattered.
I figure somewhere between 20 and 25 years.
A long time. It doesn't feel like
it. No, it doesn't. There she goes. Into the great plain of dried leaves. Ready to hit the sack?
Phil, there's something I need to... I think it's time.
Why? No, what do you mean? How can you say that?
Don't fight me on this, please. I don't have the strength.
But what are you saying? What are you talking about?
I'm dying. These bones won't hold out much longer. I used to think I'd die here in this tree, but it wouldn't be fair. I want to go back. I want to take this happiness back with me. This time here, Phil. This shared time with you. This is what I always imagined as a kid.
All I wanted the moment I got here was to leave. Now I... A couple more days. Gonna have a couple more days.
A couple more days. Together.
There was something else I used to be scared of. Still am. That's cemeteries. I remember as a kid, even as an adult, I couldn't go near them. And if I passed one and caught a glimpse of a tombstone, "Here lies so-and-so, beloved father," I couldn't sleep for nights. People would always talk about the serenity of the grass and the stones, the peace and the comfort. But all I ever felt was disgust. Fear.
Phil, this isn't the end. You're not going to die. You're going back home to carry your children. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Yes, home. I'm not sure.
Oh, you have to. You have responsibilities and amends to make.
We could come back tomorrow.
I wouldn't make it. I'm too old. This is it.
Will we see each other again? Back in New York, in New Jersey?
I hope so. I don't know.
What if we don't remember this at all?
It's possible.
What if we wake up and think that it was all just some great big dream? I couldn't bear that.
It won't matter. Whatever happens, it won't change that this was real. That this is real.
I want to know that I'll remember.
We can't.
I want to know. For sure.
Go, Phil. Just step inside and go. I'll follow.
George, I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Again, clear! We have a rhythm again. He's at 80 beats per minute. Blood pressure's at 90 over 50 and rising. 100 over 60. 120 over 80. We got him. He's back.
Gary.
I'm here, Phil. I'm right here.
Gary. Gary.
Bobby, be sure to share some of that cotton candy with your sister. And Tina, honey, don't get too far ahead.
Hey, Phil, look at the chimpanzees. They look so wise. I love watching their facial expressions. I'm so glad you came today.
I'm sorry, Carrie. I'm so sorry for everything. For all the things I've said, for all the times I wasted instead of spent or shared.
So nearly dying had its benefits, then.
A bit of cliche, I suppose, but it's true.
Oh, look at these. The colugo, also known as the
flying lemur, native to Madagascar.
Yes. How do you know that?
Not sure. Picked it up somewhere.
Oh, they're so cute. Aren't you just the cutest ball of fur imaginable, Mr. Lemur? Oh, I could just squeeze you to death.
Come here.
Phil, stop. You're in public.
You hear that?
What?
Hold on. That. That song.
What is it? What's going on? Who is that? Do you know him?
George. Phil?
Aren't you going to introduce me?
I have to be going. Good to see you again.
And you.
Who was that?
Oh, an old flying buddy of mine, that's all. Nothing important.